and welcome to the Lifestyle CEO Show, where we empower you to break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. I'm your host, Donna Maria Coles Johnson, the original Lifestyle CEO, and have we got a show for you today. We're going to be meeting two moms who are building a corporate ladder of their own. It's called Home Spa Luxuries. But before we get to that, I'm going to start by sharing something that I found very interesting on television this morning. I was catching little glimpses of Good Morning America, and I listened to an interview conducted by one of the hosts, Robin Roberts, and she showed some footage from their Desperate Housewives Real Live series, which I think is just designed to profile some real housewives who are apparently desperate. I'm not sure, but it was kind of a creative play on their very popular Desperate Housewives show. But anyway, they're featuring real moms, real wives who are really just, I guess, a little bit stressed out about their lives. And on today's show, there was a busy mother of two who was profiled. She held an executive position at a bank, and one which she apparently enjoyed very much for the most part, except for one thing. She described her life as just feeling guilty all the time. She was guilty when she was at work because she wasn't at home with her family. And she was guilty when she was at home with her family. Why? Because she wasn't at work. After the profile of the guilty mom, Robin Roberts interviewed a psychologist who offered some solutions for this mom. And one of them, which actually I agreed with 100%, is that this mom should try and get some help. That was a great suggestion, and I hope she does that. I couldn't agree more. But I like to offer another solution. That is, perhaps she can, and I know you all can repeat this with me, break all the rules, build her own corporate ladder, and create the life she loves on her own. Now, I know that's not the answer for everyone, but for a growing number of women, it certainly is, with women starting businesses at twice the speed of the national average. And I know that many of these women, like you, are also mothers. And today, we're going to meet three of them. We're going to kick off the show with the owners and the brains behind a company called Home Spa Luxuries. Home Spa Luxuries is a manufacturer of high-quality spa, bath, body, and beauty products. And today, we are so excited to have the owners here on our show. I'd like to introduce you to Nicole Ballum and Erica Massenburg.
Hello.
Hi,
how are you doing, Donna?
Thanks for joining me. How are you today?
We're doing great.
Good, good. Well, I am just so excited to have you because, you know, I was reading in Friday's USA Today an article. Actually, it's an advertisement by the Direct Selling Association, which is apparently one of the trade organizations in this country that represents the interests of direct sales companies. And there were the article and the advertisement talks at great length about how successful the direct sales strategy is as a business model, and apparently $30 billion of consumer sales are attributed to the direct sales companies in this country, and I think that's fascinating. I want to talk to you a little bit about that, but before we go there, let's get started with some background about the two of you. Nicole and Erica, tell me how you met and bring me quickly up to date on the start of Home Spa Luxuries.
Well, actually, Erica and I met in the sixth grade in school, and we've been best friends ever since. We went to different high schools, and then I went out of town to go to college at Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte, North Carolina. I then came back home after graduating and received a master's degree at Boise State University, mm-hmm. and both Erica and I were trying different things out. We were going up the corporate ladder, and we were living that corporate lifestyle. I got married right after college, and then Erica got married, and we both had children.
Uh-huh.
I have a daughter, a two-year-old, Corey, and Erica has a son, a two-year-old, Hassan, and a 10-month-old daughter, Trinity. And we used to go spa hopping all the time, and a group of friends, we would go spa hopping every month. We loved the bonding experience. We loved being together and trying different products and the textures and getting pampered. So when the busy lives started, we got married and had children. We didn't have enough time to do that all the time. So actually, I was laid off from my job. My building was closed down and outsourced to India. So at that time, we said, you know what, here's the time to go and build our own future and start Home Spa Luxuries. And Erica, you can go ahead and fill in the gaps for me.
Well, just quickly, just to piggyback on what Nicole was saying, after I finished high school, I went on to get a degree at Villa Julie and then on to get a master's at Johns Hopkins University. And then I started, like she said, in corporate America. I am still in corporate America, juggling the two, home spa as well as corporate America, and the wife and the motherhood, and all of those things together can be challenging. However, we know that with perseverance and the goals ahead and commitment, we were able to indulge and put Home Spa Luxuries forward.
So, Erica, are you working full-time or part-time outside of Home Spa Luxuries?
I am a short schedule employee, yes, outside of Home Spa.
Is that part-time? How many hours a day is that usually?
It's about 34 hours a day. A week.
Okay, so you have a little bit of a modified schedule in terms of it's not a full 40-hour work week.
Right.
Wow. And so, and Nicole, your child is how old?
2 years old.
2 years old. So we have three children here all under the age of three or four?
Yes.
Yes, under the age of three. Quite busy.
Okay, and so you have figured out a way to combine your passions for the spa thing, which is, of course, every woman's passion, part of it anyway, and start your own business together.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's really great. Now let's talk a little bit about that. When you guys decided to come together to start a business, what are some of the things that you had to think about as individuals with busy lives, totally separate and apart from your business, before you decided you could make it work together as a team?
Well, definitely time management, research, and capital. We both come from corporate backgrounds, so we've been in the business arena for some time now, and we knew if we wanted to start a business, we would definitely have to have time management skills because we are moms, we're wives, and we will be running a business. And to start a startup business, it takes a lot of time, perseverance, and you have to be motivated to keep going because, of course, it's a lot of work, but we know through perseverance that the end result will be great.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me a little bit about the business model that you chose. I know as entrepreneurs, you could have chosen to sell your products in any number of different ways. And the direct sales model, which some people call network marketing, otherwise known probably in too general a sense, but just for identification purposes, as home parties. Tell me why you chose that one, Erica.
Well, what we did was when we were looking at the different business models, we chose the direct selling business model, Party Plan specifically, and opposed to doing retail, we decided that this type of business, one, led us to being able to connect directly with our customers as well as our consultants. It was a way that we would have less overhead. We could get instant feedback from our customers and our consultants, low investment to start up, and it provided as far as the party plan portion of it, it provided fun, creativity, and basically the connection and the bonding and relationship building with family and friends, which is what we wanted to get out of it because that was the experiences that we built Home Spa Luxuries upon.
Right, right. And looking at your website, I can certainly see that theme sort of carried out there in terms of empowering other women and enriching their lives and their bodies at the same time and helping them achieve some of their dreams. And thinking back to the television segment I saw this morning
Of course, as I said, business ownership is not necessarily for everyone. But when you put it like that, it makes it seem like it is a viable, attractive option for women to consider, don't you think?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, the option of being able to empower yourself, one, and enrich your body with using these wonderful products that we have, and then envisioning your dream, envisioning, you know, being able to have flexibility, have that additional income, is what we wanted women of all types to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me a little bit, we're going to take a break in just a few seconds, but can you take about a minute and tell me about your products? What kind of products do you have? Just a general description.
Well, we have upscale bath and spa products. We have lovely sugar glows, body buffers. Mm-hmm. We have wonderful satin souffles.
Yeah, I tried one of those, the almond scent.
Yes, that's one of our top sellers.
Okay, well, we're going to come back in a few minutes and talk a little bit more about that. You're listening to the Lifestyle CEO Show with your host, Donna Maria. Don't touch that mouse. We'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show. We're talking this afternoon with Nicole Ballum and Erica Massenburg of Home Spa Luxuries. And by the way, since I know you're at your computer, you can visit their website during our conversation here at homespaluxuries.com. Erica and Nicole, welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, Nicole, we were talking a few minutes ago about you and Erica's background, and one of the things that you have in common, one of the many things, is that you both have master's degrees in different areas. And that's great. And I'm wondering if you could share with us a little bit about how women who may not have the same kind of degrees or the same kind of educational background can consider business ownership as a viable option for them.
Well, actually, I think that all women have that inner tiger in them that wants to be ambitious and own their own business. And we're two women who have that as well. We both have master's degrees, but that was something that we wanted to have our educational background just in case things don't work out. And actually, that's what we started out doing to build our career in corporate America.
Right.
But we actually don't use a lot of those skills from our master's degree in our business. This is a business that you learn from experience.
Right.
And it's a people orientated business, person to person. We like to interact with people. So anyone can go ahead and live their dreams without having an educational background.
Okay. So I like the way you said that. Did you call it an inner tire?
Yes.
Every woman has an inner tire that includes some kind of entrepreneurialism. You know, I recently read a book, can't remember the name of it, but it had something to do with if you've raised a family, you're a good candidate for business ownership.
Yes,
that's true because you juggle so much as a manager of a business of a home. Sometimes you have to run it like a business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great, and I'm sure that's of encouragement
to a lot of people out there. Erica, I'd like to talk with you a little bit about the business opportunity that your company offers. What types of incentives have you guys created that distinguish your business from other business opportunities in terms of the business opportunity that's available?
Well, Home Spa Luxuries has some wonderful business opportunities, one being the flexibility, the immediate income that the independent consultants get right after their shows. They can walk away right there knowing exactly what they have, whatever they set their goals to be, they can see right away what it is. No inventory, no hands-on inventory, free hostess, rewards, vacations and prizes, the ability to be your own boss. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the enticing things is that you are actually running your own business. You are able to, you know, set your own schedule, your own hours, and do things according to your schedule. Because as you mentioned, women are very busy. Mm-hmm. But we have this opportunity lend itself to women being able to, you know, do it whenever they're able to do it as far as being flexible.
Mm-hmm. And did you say immediate income? How does that work? You have an immediate income opportunity right after your first event?
Right after their event and their ongoing events. After the event is over, they're able to see what their personal sales volume is, and they walk away with their commission that day.
Okay, so there's a percentage commission on all the sales.
Yeah.
And how do you help, how does a company like yours help encourage busy moms to find the time to have the social gathering? I mean, I know it's easy to, I guess, call all your friends and have an impromptu party of any kind of nature. But how do you encourage and inspire and generate the excitement for them to create these parties in a way that actually generates some sales? What kind of tips do you offer them?
Well, the thing is that we let them know basically that this is an opportunity for women to get away from the home, to get away from the work life, to get away and just relax and release themselves. The one thing that we talk about in our shows, one specific thing that we do is we have a queen of the spa. And during that time, we select one of the guests to be the queen of the spa. And we allow this person to get all of the perks of the show and try all of the demos or the demonstrations that we have. And all of the guests, they really get excited about this because they're really looking forward to being pampered, the ultimate pampering, you know, session or the ultimate pampering time that they could have at that time.
So people can actually try the products while they're there?
Oh, most definitely. Everyone has the opportunity to try some of the products, but the queen of the spa gets to demo all of the products. We do a manicure and a pedicure. They they get the neck wraps that we have and the eye pillows. They get to try our sugar scrub, our wonderful sugar scrub, and our satin souffle. So they get the ultimate experience.
Well, sign me up for the Queen of the Spa next time. I'm going to be looking for some parties in my neighborhood.
Most definitely, but not the problem.
Nicole, tell me a little bit about how you guys manage all this. I mean, you have a family, Erica has a family, and Erica has a job, and it's, what, 34 hours a week? But shoot, that's close enough to full-time for me. That's a lot of hours. How do you guys manage to juggle the things that you need to do to get things done? You have a website.
Yes.
You also have a printed brochure.
Yes.
You coordinate your independent sales consultants. I would imagine you help them with ideas for parties and organizational things. I mean, what is your day like?
Our day is very, very busy, but we have a wonderful supportive structure behind us. Our husbands are wonderful.
Uh-huh.
They support us so much, and our friends and family as well. So we have a great support system that helps us do all of this because it's a lot of time invested, especially in the beginning. And we spend a lot of time with our consultants through conference calls and actual face-to-face meetings. Uh-huh. And one thing that our consultants really love that we do is we are committed to actually flying out and going to the first show of a new consultant. So we get that one-on-one with the founders us, as well as they know that we support them and we have a vested interest in their success as well. Mm-hmm. So our consultants love that we come out and do that. So we do have a busy schedule, and we just have time management skills, and we have everything on a big calendar, Palm Pilots, Blackberries,
mm-hmm.
You name it, we have it as far as keeping our schedules together.
So, you know, and you have just touched upon two things that I just, you know, I close my eyes and put my hands behind my back and put the needle on my record, as I say. So many questions I get, you know, from women are how do you do all this? How do you do, quote unquote, how do you do it all? And I think the only answer is I don't do it all. I don't, and you've just described two things. You've described help in the form of other people like your husband and your family members and your friends, and help in the form of technology. And, I mean, that is, either one of you, feel free to elaborate on that. Just being able, I think this is one of the things that has allowed small business owners to be able to propel themselves forward much faster than 10 years ago when there wasn't widespread access to the Internet and when there weren't the Blackberries and the Palm Pilots. And we can really make technology work for us and be more efficient and save money, can't we, today?
Yes, it allows you. Technology allows you to juggle it all and is to get your finances together. We do everything on the Internet. We communicate with our consultants through the Internet, conference calls, email. We have a special consultant-only portion on our website.
Mm-hmm.
So technology does allow you to do things faster, more efficient, because without it, I don't know where we would be. I mean, the
right.
snail mail and just pen to the paper, it would not work out.
So you use your website and telephone conference bridges to connect with your consultants, as well as to help your consultants connect with their customers.
Exactly, because our consultants can gain revenue by three ways: by having our fabulous spa shows, by having person-to-person orders, catalog orders, that is, and actually over the Internet. So that's one thing that our consultants love, because if they have friends and family in other states and they want to share the opportunity and the products with them, they can go online and order the products over the Internet at our website, and the consultant will get the commission.
So people who are just too busy one week or whatever to actually go to a party or even host one can still generate revenue because of the way you've set things up to allow the maximization of technology.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So there's even more flexibility because you can kind of pick your business model within your business model and do whatever works best for you.
Yeah.
That is fascinating, and it sort of makes me think once again about that guilty mother this morning and how the one that was profiled on the show, and more importantly, how the psychologist who was the guest said, you know, get some help. And having the assistance of a supportive spouse or, you know, for single moms, just to have any kind of family members that understand your goals and what you're trying to do can jump right in there and be of such great assistance to you.
Yeah.
That is really wonderful. Now, tell me a little bit about how, what are like one or two of the biggest challenges that you have as small business owners, and how do you overcome them? Erica, tell me a little bit about that. Just pick one, anyone. I'm sure there's one.
I'll start off with one big challenge that we have as direct selling and party plan, and that is really trying to start off with name recognition and, you know, getting consultants and letting them know, okay, why should you choose Home Spa Luxuries opposed to some other company. But just basically educating people about the party plan model and letting them know what it is that we have to offer opposed to other companies, which you just gave us the opportunity to be able to let them know. Mm-hmm. But name recognition has been the challenge because people normally go with things that they recognize a lot of times. So mm-hmm. as a startup, that has been one of our challenges, our main challenges.
So I would imagine part of your business plan just includes saying, getting that name out there over and over and over again. Because as a small business owner, that's really what it takes, is to just do the same thing. As I say, just do it over and over and over again, and the momentum will build.
Yes, most definitely. And what we have seen is a way for us to get our name out there. We have built wonderful relationships with Conceptual Geniuses, an event planner, of course, your very own Donna Marie, and also being a part of the Handmade Beauty Network. And in addition to that, with Tracy Benjamin, who is an Emmy Award winner journalist, who helps us with some PR work. So building that team and those relationships has also been a way, like you just mentioned, to help us get over those challenges and to get our name out there. So that has been a great help.
Right, and that networking, like one of the guests on the show we taped last week was talking about how important that is. We're going to go to a break in just a few seconds, and we're going to come back with Stacey Alexander, one of your independent sales consultants, who's going to share some of her experiences with home spa luxuries and starting her own business. We're going to be right back. You're listening to the Lifestyle CEO Show with Donna Maria. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning the new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
And welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria Coles Johnson, and we are talking today with the owners of Home Spa Luxuries, a direct sales company that sells wonderful almond satin souffle and body scrubs and all kinds of stuff that all of us women need every day to help us be our best. We're going to be opening up the phone lines in a little bit, and you can call in your question or your comment at 800-773-0355. That's obviously a toll-free call, and we want to hear from you. What's on your mind? What are you thinking? Do you have any questions? Are you thinking about starting a business? You have got three women, four if you count me, but you don't even need me. We have three women here who have started their own business, and they are moving forward with their plans and doing wonderfully. Thank you, Erica and Nicole, for joining me, and we're also going to welcome Stacey Alexander. Hi, Stacey.
Hello.
Stacey is one of the very first independent sales representatives that signed up with Home Spa Luxuries. Welcome to the show, Stacey.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's so exciting to have you here. I want you to start by telling our listeners a little bit about you. Are you a mom, and what kind of life do you have that kind of led you in the direction of starting your own business, Stacey?
A very busy life. I am
good,
a wife.
That's good. All right. Thank you.
I'm a mother of two. I have a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, and just trying to move forward with, having a husband and two kids. Mm-hmm. We realized that we needed more income, and I wanted to looking into getting a part-time job. And I figured, why work for someone else when I can have my own business?
Now I want to stop right there, because what you just said, I hear that so often, and I know we all do. Why work for someone else when you can have your own business? Now, when you had that thought, what came into your head after that? What kind of options did you consider, and did you really consider immediately, okay, I'm just going to go out and start my own business?
Actually, I started looking, because I am a cosmetologist as well, so I started looking into going into that route. And my husband came to me with an idea. He actually coaches football with Nicole's husband.
Oh,
and Nicole's husband gave him.
You guys.
Yes. So when he brought the idea to me, I contacted Nicole and Erica, and they both gave me all of the wonderful information about starting my own business. And I said, what better business to be into? I mean, these are products that we all like to use every day.
That's right. Now, which was it, Nicole or Erica's husband? It was Erica.
It was Nicole's husband.
Nicole. So I bet you were excited when he came home from football coaching that day.
Yes, thank you, Dion.
That's just a wonderful opportunity of how, number one, you guys put yourselves out there, all three of you, Nicole and Erica with the business opportunity and Stacy with the desire to have her own business, and how just having your husbands involved and knowing what you're doing led to one of your first sales consultants. Well, I know I just repeated everything you just said, but I just think it's just so indicative of what we can do when we put our minds to it.
Yeah.
So, Stacy, you heard about the opportunity, and I'm sure you'd heard about other, you know, direct sales opportunities. What is it that attracted you to this one?
Actually, Nicole and Erica were hands-on as soon as I said I was interested.
Oh.
I went to a meeting, and they, you know, just brought me right in. It was comfortable. It felt right. And they were, I mean, everything was so supportive. They didn't just throw me out, you know, here's your package, here you go. Start your own business. They actually helped me. My first party, they did for me. They, you know, continue to give me so much information. If I need either of them, they're right there, you know, to help and support me. So I just feel like I have a great support system with them.
Mm-hmm. And so how many parties about have you had so far?
I've had about five so far.
And are you enjoying it?
Yes. I've had about five parties, and I do a lot of internet and book sales.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I really enjoy it.
And by book sales, you mean through the catalog?
Yes.
Okay. And when you started your business, are you finding that you are you know, getting some of the personal fulfillment that you went after when you first decided you wanted additional income and you considered a part-time job and you decided to go this route, how is it working out for you? Are you happy? What are some of the things that you enjoy the most?
I am very happy. I like networking with all different types of women from everywhere, whether I talk to them face-to-face, over the phone, or over the internet. And the one thing I really like about it is whereas though other places that I've gone to or dealing with other part-time jobs, with Home Spa Luxuries, I get my income immediately. And it's not like I have to actually wait for a paycheck. Once I have a party, I'm paid from that then. So it really helps out a lot.
Now, Nicole and Erica, do you guys use some kind of banking technology or system through the internet to get this immediate cash out there?
Well, actually, once the orders are collected at the party, the consultant takes their commission right off the top that day, and then the remaining amount of the order is sent into the corporate office, and we process it, and then we send out the product.
Are the products sent to your consultant, or are they sent to directly to the consumers?
Actually, we have three ways. It can be sent to the consultant, to the hostess, or directly to the consumer. It's your choice. And I just wanted to say one other thing for all the listeners, is that Stacy is a prime example of how if you have a lot going on in your life and you don't have time to have parties, she does so many orders over the internet and through person-to-person catalog sales. She doesn't have to have, you know, a big party event. So that's key right there, that she's a wonderful example that if you are still busy, you still can get the time in.
And see, that is fascinating to me. I've been exposed to other direct sales opportunities, but I'm not familiar personally with how the sales can be generated outside of an actual physical event. So, I mean, obviously that couldn't be done without the internet. So that's another great example of how being flexible with the technology that's available, and you basically have the ability to choose what works for you at any given time in your life to meet your financial goals. That's such a blessing to be able to do that. You can't do that with a full-time job. You can't do it with a part-time job. Now, Stacy, you mentioned, I think, at the beginning of our time on the call today that are you still working outside the home?
Yes, I am.
And so you're juggling a whole lot, too.
Yes, I am. I have a full-time job outside of this. So it gets pretty hectic.
And do you plan to transition over a period of time into something that's more full time with the business opportunity with HomeSpa, or do you have plans to continue both?
No, actually, I'm trying to get into the transition stage where I can, you know, go into HomeSpa Luxuries full time.
Okay, so you're working to build up those customers and those repeat sales in your organization over time, so that
yes,
you can eventually make that choice.
Yes.
Wow, that is great, and it's just so wonderful to hear all this empowerment going on here on the show today. Erica, I want to hear a little bit about how you and Nicole work that media angle. You talked a minute ago, or one of you did, about how you use an agent or a publicist of some kind to help you get your name out in the media. Tell me a little bit about how, don't give away any of your secrets but tell me a little bit about how you go about doing that.
As far as basically contacting and meeting, one-on-one meetings with the media to get ideas, consultant type of ideas, giving them the opportunity to give us information as far as different ways that we can get our name out there. One of the options that we've been given is, or ideas, is ways to be able to partner with other, grassroots type of companies, or like United Way. We've just done a partnership with United Way where we were donating items to United Way. One other thing that we have done is decided that we would give 10% of our quarterly sales to different type of organizations, nonprofit organizations, so that we can show that basically we're giving back to the community, not only giving to our community locally here, but our community abroad. So we're doing international as well as local giving. And so this is a way that we are also showing and getting our name out there and allowing our name to be recognized not only here, but abroad. And that is that we are giving. We talk about how women, and our focus is on women, but we talk about how women are always caregivers and they're always giving back. What we want to show is that through our community giving, we're doing that. In addition to that, we're also providing women with the ability to be empowered through our vision and our mission to empower, enrich, and envision your dreams.
Okay. Well, so you've connected with some nonprofit organizations, which has helped you get the word out.
Yes.
So I think that's just a lesson in being creative. You just have to figure out ways. We don't have the huge budget. We don't have massive departments of people, legions of people out there creating these things. We have to make them up as we go along, huh?
Yes, and actually we've had a stroke of luck because we were featured on a television show. And from that television show, we've had editors who have caught the show and wanted us to be in their magazine. So it's just like a full circle. We were on the show and then people watch. Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's great. Well, I'm certainly happy to have you here on the Lifestyle CEO Show. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and I'm told by our engineer here, our expert over there on the technology tools, that we have a caller waiting. So we're going to take a break and come back and take your questions. I hope you'll call us at 800-773-0355. This is Donna Maria, and you're listening to the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show. We are here live with Nicole Ballum and Erica Massenberg of HomeSpa Luxuries, and also one of their first independent sales consultants, Stacey Alexander, and we have been just chatting it up about the benefits of owning your own business and how much freedom and flexibility it gives you in your life to manage your family and your home. And also, if you're working with Home Spa Luxuries, get your pamper on. And I understand we have a caller waiting. Brenda is on the line in Maryland. Welcome, Brenda.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi. How are you? Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Tell me what's on your mind.
I'm calling to say that I'm a consumer of Home Spa Luxury products.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy the products. I just recently purchased the Escape products and first time trying them.
And you like them?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Well, I heard a little birdie told me that you were also Stacey Alexander's mother.
I'm her mother-in-law.
Her mother-in-law. Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
That was kind of close, but no cigar for me that time.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit, Brenda, about what you think about Stacey, as your son's wife and as a busy mom.
Oh, I love her dearly, and she is a blessing to our family. I'm very
also
happy that my
son is a working mom owning her own business.
Yes. Yes, I'm very supportive of her, as well as Nicole and Erica.
Okay. Well,
they
thank
have
you
done
so much
an outstanding job getting this business off the ground. And the products speak for themselves, and this is why they have so much repeat business.
Right. So you're providing a great deal of support for your daughter-in-law, and at the same time, you're supporting two other women business owners as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Brenda.
Thank you so much for having me.
There.
And congratulations and good luck, ladies.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Kevin, I understand we have another caller here. Is there, Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Kevin. How are you?
I'm great. Sorry, I'm on a cell phone, but I'm kind of excited to see that my wife and her friends are on the radio.
And now you're on the radio with us. What's your comment today?
I just wanted to, not so much of a question, but a comment. I think, what these ladies are doing is great, because they've given us the opportunity to help supplement our income. And, you know, not only have they helped my wife become a business, her own business owner, but they become friends. And, just to have the opportunity for her to empower herself financially is great.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be something that everyone should take advantage of.
Well, Kevin, thank you for calling in. Now I'm going to give you an opportunity to run that cell phone bill up because I want you to talk a little bit about that. What you're describing is how your wife's decision to become a business owner has empowered your entire family. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, right now I'm somewhat self-employed myself, and I have the flexibility to, you know, work and come and go as I please. And I want my wife to get to that level as well, so that way we can, you know, spend time on raising our kids and being a family, because it's not just about how much money you can make and how much money you have, but it's about the time that you get to spend as a family. And Home Spa Luxury is on the path of helping my wife get to that level. And, you know, we have money now that we didn't have that we could start putting in the savings as opposed to just, you know, living check to check and trying to make ends meet. And
right. And you're also, through her business, empowering other moms
to do the same thing. Because, I mean, she's working a part-time job, earning part-time income, and she's still able to be, you know, home with the kids and home with myself and for us to do the things that we want to do. And I'm out. I carry brochures with me, and you know, any women or that I see that may be interested, I'm just as big as a salesman as, you know, for her business that she is.
Right, and I bet you make your share of trips to the post office too, don't you? Well, now, so Kevin, tell me what you would say to other men who may be a little fearful of having their wives either, you know, take time away from the family or the kids to start a business or you know, move to a part-time work to start a business. What kinds of things can you say to other men to encourage them and to encourage them to encourage their wives in these kinds of endeavors?
Well, when marriage is a partnership, and I would never tell my wife not to do something because of, you know, how is it going to affect she'll make, you know, later down the line, and the less time she'll have to maybe put in. So right now I look at it as an investment in our future, and I think the other men should look at it as, you know, that way as well.
Right, and I, you know, I've talked to a lot of men who have, they're legitimately, they're fearful. It's not that they want to stop their wives from doing anything they want to do, but sometimes it's just scary to take on the risk of entrepreneurship because that's what it is.
Right, and I mean, I understand that, but sometimes if you don't, I like to say scared money don't make none. And
what was that again?
You have to step out on faith and... You know, I told my wife, was like, I'm not a salesperson, this and that. I said, I'm a big enough salesperson for both of us, and just give it a chance. I've tried other network marketing things, and it didn't work. But the support system that Nicole and Erica have put in place, it gave my wife the confidence to feel as though that she can be successful at this. And sometimes, you know, people are a little afraid of the unknown, but you have to go at least take a chance, because you don't want to sit 5 years down the line and, you know, once Homestar Luxury take off in the direction I know it will, you don't want to be 5 years down the line and say, I could have been, you know, a part of that, you know.
Right.
So I say, you know, it's nothing to be scared of. Just take a chance, because sometimes that may be the only shot you get.
So you're saying take the risk now for the payoff later.
Exactly.
And what did you say? Scared money don't make money. What was that again?
Oh, scared money don't make none. And what I mean by that is, if I'm scared to maybe invest some money or take a chance into bettering my life financially, then if I'm scared to step out there or put the money out there, I won't be able to reap the money that I can reap. If it's
right, and you know what? Somebody else will.
Right, exactly.
I think that's just the thing. Somebody else will. Well, thank you so much for joining us with those thoughts, Kevin. I'm so glad that you're a part of Home Spa Luxuries, and thank you for taking the time to call in.
Thank you, and thank you for being a voice for them to better their business.
My pleasure. It's been so much fun having you guys on the call today. Erica Massenberg and Nicole Ballum of Home Spa Luxuries. And I invite you all listeners to visit their website at homespaluxuries.com. And Stacey Alexander, thank you so much for joining as one of their first independent sales reps. I wish you all
thank
the
you.
Best. And for those of you who we didn't get a chance to get to your call, feel free to email me at dm@lifestyleceo.com. Visit our website to learn about our exciting conference coming up, the first ever Lifestyle CEO Conference on January 28th, 2006 in suburban Washington, D.C. We will see you there. And in the meantime, we are encouraging you to break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. This is Donna Maria, and we'll see you next time on the Lifestyle CEO Show.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com. 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 You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.